Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon to all of you and to interpreters. And also thanks to Oikar for the presentation. And in this presentation, we have something in common. That means let me start with the beginning. I had the honor today to be engaged in this group discussing the access to onboard information. And within this group, there was a very interesting exchange of views and also interventions from standardization bodies, what they have to offer. And the group also had started some work on kind of terms of reference for their work. And indeed, I'm fully aligned with Oikar that this is nothing really for the informal working group on cybersecurity and OTA. However, it is a very important topic, and it even deserves an own informal working group. If one looks on the activities of the group in a technological neutral way, there are several elements that this group could engage in. For example, to have some consideration on cybersecurity conform access to in-vehicle data and functions. That the whole over idea of cybersecurity goes to the whole pyramid. And everybody who is then engaging in with the vehicle and accessing the vehicle information should be within the scope of the cybersecurity regime in overall, not on related to an individual UN regulation, but in general. And this needs a lot of activities. For example, I think there is to have a real consolidation of stakeholders, a mapping of stakeholders, their needs, their what is maybe an existing solution already somewhere, and that there is no overlapping of such solutions. Which areas? Is it for safety? Is it for the environmental part? Is it? We have to have a more holistic approach. And I am considering this as something that needs maybe a fresh look on the system and with a holistic approach. And therefore, maybe the best would be to have there an informal working group dedicated to this task. Let me stop here. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.